All right. Good afternoon. It is Matt Skywatcher with WildCountry.fm. It is Friday afternoon, so we're chatting with Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country for Wild Country Connects. Good afternoon, Ray.
Afternoon. It's kind of nice to be part of the crew that, you know, kicks off the weekend for most people.
It is.
I say most people because I know a lot of you have to work on the weekend, but, you know, for many people, they're fortunate they don't have to. But either way, it's technically the weekend.
It is. We're the weekend crew. I like that.
Yeah, you like that? Okay, good.
So now that we're kicking off the weekend, what are we going to make people think about this weekend?
Well, hopefully something that, well, I guess I shouldn't phrase it that way, but, you know, hopefully something that will stick with you and you'll think about from time to time. And I have to be honest, I'm kind of, I don't know if embarrassed is the right word, but I think it's something that we should have covered in the past, because we're going to talk about something that on average, one American dies from every 6 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So in the time that we spend together on the show today, unfortunately, one or two people will pass away somewhere in the United States from a blood clot.
Wow. Wow.
So this, I think, is like definitively another one of those silent killers out there.
Yeah.
That people, A, just don't think about, and B, it's because a lot of times you just don't know. And I have no issue. I'm telling you that I recently fell into this category that 5 weeks ago now, yeah, I think 5 weeks ago, I was having some other routine tests done, and I discovered, well, they discovered that I had a blood clot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, so very serious. And thankfully that we did, and, you know, now treatment is underway, and knock on wood, all should be fine. But if I had gone in for this under, you know, testing, I may never have known. So for those who don't know literally what a blood clot is, because we all know the blood clots, that's a great thing about, you know, the human body, right? Or we'd all bleed out. A blood clot in one of the large veins, usually in your leg or arm, is called a DVT, or a deep vein thrombosis. When a blood clot like this forms, it's as you would expect. It can partly or completely block the flow of blood through that vein. Obviously not a good thing. If left untreated, it can move or break off and travel to your lungs, which is really bad. It's called a pulmonary embolism at that point. And that can cause death rather quickly, and certainly requires immediate medical attention. And we could go into all sorts of other details, of course, but that's not necessary. That's basically what you need to know about right there. Again, they don't discriminate by age, gender, ethnicity, it doesn't matter. You know, they can affect anyone. Three major risk factors: cancer, hospitalization and recent surgery, and pregnancy. Now, however, I'm a classic example of neither of those things.
You're not pregnant?
Certainly the pregnancy piece. And I have no hospitalization or surgery. And fortunately, other than a skin cancer, not any cancer. So even those three big things that you're told to think about and you know are big risk factors, obviously did not come into play, you know, with me. So it's just, you don't know sometimes. You really got to pay attention to your own body and what caused me to go finally get some testing done was actually some swelling in my leg. But the funny thing is, the swelling was taking place in the leg that did not have the blood clot. So, you know, the body reacts in strange ways. Other risk factors, hormone replacement that contains estrogen, trauma, particularly when the vein obviously is injured. I did not have that either. Immobility or sitting for long periods of time. Being overweight, certainly I do not fall into that category. As far as I know, there was no family history of blood clots, but that can play a part as well. and one that, you know, you and I talk about all the time. Smoking, obviously not great either. So some other risk factors involved there. So signs, again, I mentioned one of the biggest ones that finally led me to go in, but I had no idea that's what it was swelling in a leg or arm. Pain or tenderness, skin that's warm to the touch and is also swelling and painful. A weird redness to the skin. And it can actually be a blue tinge to it sometimes as well. And that's all related to, again, your DVT or deep vein thrombosis. In the lung, number one, obviously, is difficulty breathing, chest pain. Coughing up blood, obviously never a good sign in any way, shape, or form.
No.
And faster than normal or irregular heartbeats. And again, that is particular to the PE or the lung clot, which again, for obvious reasons, is far more serious than the immediate DVT. Mm-hmm. But the DVT can lead to the PE if you don't get it taken care of. It can be prevented. This is the key. Know the risks that we've talked about. Keep them in mind. Talk to your doctor about anything that obviously pops up. Again, another good reason to keep those annual visits. If you're going in for surgery, Lord knows, please talk to your doctor about any history of blood clots. And you know, talk to other members of your family and friends about this great example of another silent killer out there.
Yeah.
So stop the clot. That's the key. Stop the clot.
Stop the clot.
Yep, in May, as we wrap up May, and that's one of the awareness, you know, topics that fall into the month of May that, again, unfortunately, I don't think, you know, we have ever spoken about. And it popped into my head today. I was going to go, let's get prepared for June and head into Men's Health Month. And I was like, you know, wait a minute, hold on. Let me take another quick look and discover that it was Blood Clot Awareness Month. So figured we'd throw that out there today. So stop the clot. It's also an acronym. Swelling, tenderness, out of breath, lightheadedness, or passing out. That's the stop.
Okay.
And the clot, chest pain, leg discoloration, again, that red or blueness, overdrive, your racing heart, and time. Call for help if it gets that bad. So keep it in mind. Mm-hmm. It's another one of those things out there that we talk about that is extra frightening, I think, because, again, it's not always obvious that it's happening.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel very fortunate that, you know, I discovered mine. And the treatment, you know, by the way, before we run, in most cases is obviously blood thinners, which, by the way, don't really thin the blood. It's kind of a misnomer, but they do slow your body's ability to form new clots, and they certainly keep existing ones from getting bigger. And there's a number of them that are out there today that do not have a lot of the more negative side effects of blood thinners in the past. So it's something to be very concerned about, but don't be afraid of it. It can be, number one, you can stop them from forming to begin with in the majority of cases. And there is a treatment. Yes, there's an oddity, you know, like me, I'm an odd person in many ways. There was no reason for me to think I would have a blood clot because I didn't fall in any of those categories. But unfortunately, I found it, and there is a relatively easy treatment to you know, hopefully get it taken care of.
So know your body, know the symptoms, and take steps to prevent it now.
Precisely. It's the best way to put it. Thank you.
He is Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country, joining us for Wild Country Connects. Ray, thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.